The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid,
and all that glitters is gold.
Gotta change that music, Al. Jimi Hendrix's birthday. We want to hear some of Jimi. Gotta hear, play that Jimi stuff. We got that. I know you got that standing by. You got that standing by a little
later. We need something to open the hour.
Hey, and
we got an all-star in the room.
We got the all-star in the room. We got Chef David Burke, Super Chef David Burke right here, man. Working so hard, David, for Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming in, first of all. And to Shelley Goldberg as well for bringing you in here. This is a lot. And Arthur's with us. We love when Arthur joins us. Albert's here. Frank steps away. He says, he's afraid he's going to eat everything in the room. David, Thanksgiving was nuts for you, huh?
Yeah, busy. Good. It's good nuts.
Yeah, it was good like that?
Yeah.
Thank you. See, Arthur's like, it's a constant problem. Thank you. Arthur Idella, fixing the microphone. Thank you. You don't want to, I'm not on the shirt, but off the shirt. You learn, there we go.
There you go.
A little bit better.
First rodeo.
So what'd you do?
Losing weight at the microphone.
Would you, 10 hours a shot you're doing?
We'll be so busy. You know what? It's just one of the restaurant workers on holidays kill themselves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're busy all day. You can't take a break.
Yeah.
You're seating, you know. So it's one of those things you got to come prepared. Yeah. Got to be prepared, and then you go to distance.
But I love your work ethic, though, man. You were on your feet doing it the whole time?
Yeah, of course.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
And Arthur just said the same thing. I did the same thing. My nephew, Brian, made a great... He brined... You remember you said we talked about brining, Arthur?
Yes, sir.
You brined the turkey. Yeah. And I said, Arthur was talking about that with David. You put it in there and you go, and then he cut it the way you cut it.
Yeah.
Where you come down, you do the one big cut, and then you go to the side. Yeah. You did that, Arthur?
I've had the honor over the years, and I watched it, but it's like learning from the master. Like, Burke, how do you cut the bird?
I know.
Okay, that's what I'm cutting.
Did people go like this? Wow, Arthur, how did you learn
that? Well, they were more wow when they put my mother-in-law's cooking in their mouth. I mean, that was,
That's good.
Italians know how to cook a bird.
I mean,
Now, David, of course, cooks for us every morning here, and we invite
Every morning.
Every single morning.
Every morning.
Even when he's not on the air, we have a 7-course meal, and we'll get to it. So you know what I did? I talked about it yesterday. Forgive me. I'm so proud of myself because I was at Il Giardino, which was a restaurant in Beverly Hills. You remember? Not there anymore.
Okay.
And it was great. And then I went to Avellino when I was in Avellino, Italy.
Yeah.
In the town of Avellino, outside of Naples. And I had pasta, and they laced it, David Burke, they laced it with mozzarella.
Okay.
They laced it. Now, and then they put the pomodoro on top of it. So I never forget when you reach in and you go to eat it, and then it's all the stringy mozzarella. Yeah. So I did that the day before, little Charlie and myself, my 7-year-old, the day before we went to, I said, let me bring something to my mother because she makes all the lasagna and everything else. And so I did. I made the ziti. I made the full ziti. And we did all thing, and I put a whole big package of mozzarella in there, laced it, melted.
So it was stringy.
And the sauce on the top.
Is, huh? I've done it. Cleaning the pot afterwards. No, the mozzarella.
Unless you cook it in a David Burke pot.
Right. And it wipes right off.
Look at this, David Burke.
It was a baby wipe. It comes right off.
This guy's unbelievable. No, I swear to God, I'm a bachelor. You know, I'm one of those guys.
You are?
Would I look at the...
Really? I never knew. I spoke to Carol Alt the other day. She said, Joe never called me. I saw her. She was at the Friars Club. I said, you saw Capisco? She goes, you never called me.
And she said to me, what'd you say? How is that? Handsome Arthur Gattulo.
Gattulo. Yeah. She got both of us combined.
Yeah. Ed, it's all Ed's fault.
The two of you guys together. Hey, so anyway, and the pans are great because me being a bachelor, that I went in and I go in and if I could put everything in the sink and all I got to do is really rinse it off and it's just so easy to clean because it's ceramic coated, which I love about it.
The cleaning's a pain.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I got a, at home, I've got a sink full of stuff.
Yeah, mostly
coffee cups.
Yeah.
But I cooked a steak for myself at home the other day because I didn't feel that good after, you know, and I... And I made some chocolate pudding, too, which is...
You made?
I got stuff in my
Did you get the Mighty Fine? Did you do the Mighty Fine?
No, the Allen Brothers chocolate souffle.
What is it now?
I didn't know it was a souffle. I just ate it raw.
Oh, this is great. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, this is beautiful.
That was part of my deal.
This is...
But I had...
This is great. This is like a gigantic...
2 minutes in your microwave here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So did you make the inside this chocolate pudding?
No, they sent this to me.
Really? They sent
this
like that?
Yeah, they must like when I mention their name. They sent me stuff.
I love it. I love it, man. It looks great. And you know, this is my wheelhouse, the chocolate.
Oh, you got
to
try
it.
Thank
you.
It's really good.
I'm the worst.
This is restaurant quality.
Joe, you are... All kidding aside, I'm not blowing smoke. You are far from the worst.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
Right? I mean, good too. Yeah. Look at the guy's shape that he's in. You're going to be 60 this year, right, Joe?
Well, thank you, Arthur. I love you, man.
Wow, he's eating chocolate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Fox News alert.
This is so good.
Joe Piscopo's actually eating, number one, and he's eating chocolate at 8:20 in the morning.
Can we plug these people again?
Oh, yeah. That's the same. That's the steak guys, Allen Brothers.
They sell everything.
They sold me these franks.
I see their trucks all the time.
Now you see, because you recognize the name.
Allen Brothers is a great steakhouse steaks, but you know what? And the steaks are great. Check out this chocolate.
Frank's in a blanket. Great for the holidays.
Arthur Gattulo, they're a team. I love these guys.
Also, hey, I don't know where Shelly is, but I brought some gift cards.
What did you bring? Gift cards?
David Burke Tavern is running a special on gift cards. There's three of them here. One is worth $100. One is worth $50. One's worth, you owe me $50.
This is the Ricky Henderson. This is good.
What, you bought gift cards?
Yeah. I got to bring another one.
Frank, did David's present show up yet?
It's in the mail.
I think I saw it out front in the...
McCullough drank half.
Now, but here's the best part. They're not marked.
you don't know what it is.
So you got to go in and you got to figure out what it is. I love it.
Can we give the beer thing to David? Can we give the beer thing to David? Can we re-gift?
I was going to bring you some scotch. Listening to this.
Notice how Joe didn't offer his syrup. He offered my beer. He didn't offer his syrup.
Can we talk about the pigs in the blanket?
Let's get carried away.
Joe, can we talk about the pigs in the blanket? Because I'm sure these aren't like regular, like Costco pigs in the blanket.
It's on a block. It's got big, tall, these tall sticks.
Cows in the blanket. That's beef.
Beef in the
most franks in a blanket are now cows. They're not
Pass
even
that
pigs.
Over. Well, Pass that over.
David, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Hey, how do you make the cows in a blanket? Are you making that yourself?
No, this is Allen Brothers. This is Wagyu beef. I just baked them in your toaster oven. Just cool for the holidays. The gift cards, David Burke Tavern.
Yeah.
We're doing a 15% off all gift cards. You go to the website and any parties. We have a new back room.
What's the website, Chef? Where can we find it?
DavidBurkTavern.com.
DavidBurkTavern.com.
Or ChefDavidBurke.com. Either one.
And now, this looks like eggplant in front of me, right there.
No, this is for Hanukkah.
Wow! Serving Hanukkah.
Nice. Look at this.
Latke, zucchini.
I love it,
zucchini.
Man.
This is nice.
Great.
Because Hanukkah is next week.
You know what? Thank you.
December
3rd. You're right. This is great.
Oh my God,
that is great.
I could eat 100 of these.
Yeah. And you might.
And you know, I didn't bring
you probably will before the end of the show.
Sour cream, applesauce.
This is fantastic. It doesn't need anything.
Wait, what'd you put in? That's got bite to it.
Zucchini.
The pepper in there or something?
Yeah.
Whoa, that is hot. You tasted that, guys?
That's delicious. That's a potato latke.
That is
David Burke style.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Now, talking about pancakes, that's a zucchini pancake. Leftovers. I know this is what I made for leftovers from Thanksgiving. I'm going to get rid of the egg. Little salad that didn't travel well. What I do, instead of making turkey sandwiches, I make a big pancake with turkey and stuffing in it.
Oh, so nice.
Burke, you know what I did?
You're right there.
I made a turkey soup.
Yeah.
I took all the leftovers at Thanksgiving, I threw it into a pot, and I boiled it, simmered it for like 6 hours. It was outrageous.
So now how did you do the pancake? Almost like an omelet.
Make a pancake.
Right.
Before you flip it, throw in your sliced white meat, turkey pieces, stuffing, cranberry.
And then flip it.
And then put an egg on top.
Instead
of a sandwich, you got a knife and fork.
It's in the David Burke frying pan. And then what is it? Is that eggs in there? Mostly only eggs in there?
It's a pancake. With some of the stuffing blended in.
Now, where's the pancake mix come from?
I make it.
You make the whole thing yourself? With flour and stuff like that? I get the Aunt Jemima stuff.
A lot of restaurants and hotels around the world use the box stuff, consistent and good. And you know what? Consistency is a factor. So it's okay to add box. And then you add stuff. Add some lemon juice. Add some zest. Add some salt, pepper.
To put your own
pancakes touch don't have to be with butter and syrup. They can be for lunch. They can be made savory. They can put jalapenos in it.
Look how thick this is. This is like
a cake. Well, it's a cake. You can make a pancake as a cake.
Right, and because of the fact that you're putting so much stuff in it, you want it to be thicker.
And look at this.
Thin, it'll fall apart.
Love it.
You don't have to clean it.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Arthur,
get those. Use a baby wipe.
You need those right in there.
I'm going to tell you something. Remember, David brought us some of his cookware to use.
Yeah.
I had a pan that I brought home. I made chili in that pan. Unbelievable and so easy to clean.
Yeah, because it's got the ceramic. I always say that.
So those are in Marshall's Home Goods in.
Yeah, bring them over, Arthur, if you would. Please,
another left. This is one of the best leftovers.
This looks like an ice cream. What do you call it? A
looks
soda.
Like a
milkshake.
Pumpkin milkshake.
Ice cream
soda.
No, it's leftover pumpkin pie. Put in a blender with the crust. Blend it up with a little ice cream and milk. Then I strain it right into a milkshake.
Let me just tell you something.
He's hovering over it because it's not.
Wow, Joe's drinking. I was going to say, I'm going to wear a toupee.
Add a little whey protein to that, and you're golden.
Excuse me. This is spectacular.
Isn't that good?
Tell me what's in this again. It's a tall glass. It looks like an old-fashioned
pumpkin
ice cream soda. Remember ice cream soda?
Pumpkin pie.
It's pumpkin pie.
I took three slices. I have left on pumpkin pie. Blended it up with the crust. Added 2 scoops of ice cream and a little bit of milk.
Oh, my God. This is
some cinnamon. And I strained it and put
that's
it
in. That's delicious.
Oh, can you imagine? A little eggnog in there, a little booze in there maybe?
A little bit of scotch.
Hey, get the scotch.
That's a pump. Oh, that's an acorn squash dipped in chocolate.
Well, what is it? Let me see that, Arthur. This is brilliant.
Acorn squash dipped in chocolate.
So it's like a regular squash. It's round.
A little rum, chocolate in it.
So you fry the squash. You fry it.
Roasted.
It looks like an onion ring.
It's an acorn squash. Yeah, we're just trying to use leftovers.
And then you put chocolate on it. No, this looks great.
What's the garnish for the milkshake?
Oh, my God. And what is that? What's that? Is that the milkshake drink over there as well?
That's another one. Chocolate souffle.
Give me some of that pancake. Would you think? I love that. Looks good. No, I'm bringing the whole plate.
Joe, are you all right?
I know.
I'm thrilled. Usually I'm here because I'm the only one who eats. Joe looks at it, smells it.
My mother's hysterical. tell David those. How usually I eat. She goes. She was hysterical when Arthur was talking about doing chicken breast and then putting Durasan on the chicken breast.
Joe goes, you want to go to a restaurant? Yeah, we'll go eat. I order like a human being. And I have a French onion soup, a steak free from onion rings. Joe's like, yeah. Do you have a piece of? He goes, you have a piece of plain pounded chicken? The guy goes, yeah, like a paillard? Yeah, paillard, yeah. Could you do me a favor? Don't put anything on it.
On it, yeah.
Don't put anything. No oil. No butter. Nothing. The guy's like, he goes, Mr. Biscopo, is it going to stick it to the pan? And Joe goes, no, I brought my old David Berg frying pan. It won't. So just pound the chicken, put it in the burger, but I'd like the frying pan back at the end of the day. And then you just sit there and you're watching Joe basically eating cardboard. And he'll squeeze a little lemon on it. Oh, let's add a little, let's go crazy. We'll squeeze a lemon on the cardboard. And that's why he looks like that.
Squeeze the lemon. It's the zest of the lemon.
Discipline.
But when I go,
tells the farmer, don't even feed the chicken.
But when I go.
Yeah, we said, he tells the farmer, don't even feed the chicken. Don't feed the chicken. I'm like an emaciated chicken.
Right. I want it lean. Lean.
I do eat my spoon, but when I go to David, I go to David Burt Tavern, or we go to Woodpecker, then I will eat. I will eat. I've had the bacon, Arthur.
David Burt. CD the other night with Charlie. And I saw his beautiful. Yeah, he did such a great job. And the moment I looked at that video, I said, he's not going to touch any of it.
But you know what I did?
It's a beautiful.
This is the problem.
Done.
This is the problem. I took it over and I brought some home, and I have eaten that. But yes,
you didn't stare at it?
I ate it, but I can't eat it. But I go to eat David, I can eat like forever. I just
I know.
Don't. I just, it's the discipline that is.
But when
tough.
You make it, you eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of getting the bacon on the clothesline, he does the zucchini on the clothesline.
See, Arthur.
That's for you, Joe.
We do like the bacon. And then when we went to BLT Prime, and Joe Borelli was just on the show. Joe Borelli and I went down, and we went into BLT Prime over there. And
you know
who was there? Mike Lindell was there. Mike Lindell calls me.
Oh, yeah.
He calls me. He goes, yeah, I was just in BLT Prime with David Burst down there. They were in the Trump International.
I'll be there Thursday.
You going down. Now, tell me your schedule. I don't know how you keep up your schedule, Chef.
I'm going to Naughty Bar tonight down at Drift Town.
Yeah, we're going. I'm coming down. I'm putting down.
I was in Garden City Hotel last week.
Yeah.
And the 5th, I'm going to be up in, there's a Beaujolais wine dinner up in Saratoga. So I'll be there, and then I'll be settling in for the rest of December down in New York City.
You're going to be here?
Oh, yeah.
You want to hang
out? It's so busy, you know. Between Fort Lee, which is Chester, and New York City, I'll spend the rest of my
How's
three
Chester
weeks.
Doing, Chef?
Everything's like an onion.
You're not in the pedals. Like he's not in the pedals.
You need that Italian bread.
Joe, can I ask
very sweet, but a couple of tears.
Yeah, no, Joe, can I ask one question?
Vidalia. Vidalia.
Burke. Okay, so now we're into Thanksgiving's over. You just taught us how to cook the leftovers. Yeah. Christmas. What's your signature Christmas? What are you putting? Not Christmas Eve, because the Italians, we do that whole 7 fish.
7 fish.
Christmas Day, what are you throwing on the table?
A prime rib.
Prime rib. There we go.
Really great prime rib.
Really great prime rib. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking on the Joe Piscopo show.
Black pepper and red currants, and we do a roasted goose. We use duck instead of goose, just because goose is so tough.
David.
And then there'll be Bouche Noël.
Bouche Noël.
And we have,
is that Sicilian for something?
And we have the chef.
Now, wait.
I think he just swore that a swear word or something.
No, no. But did they go around Bouche Noël?
Is that the same as a Mameluke? Is that the same as a Mameluke? A Bouche Noël?
Bouche Noël.
So look at this. We're going to go to a break. I know we got a break. Look what I have. Look at this.
You're going to open the bottle?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to open it, and I'm going to put it on the David Burke pancake.
Listen, keep that bottle away from Kevin McCullough.
Look at that bottle.
You walk in next week, you'll have a half a bottle of syrup.
Please. I'm going to try to be like Henry Kissinger on the show. Keep the peace. Please. Everybody,
we love you, McCullough.
Yeah, Chef Burke, we love you, man.
I tell you, look at this packaging.
Isn't it the best?
It looks like scotch.
I thought it was. When Margo Casamentini gave me... Frank Givers, Margo found this, and you use it in your restaurants.
Don't leave it in the studio,
Joe. When you separate the really good stuff from the commercial stuff, it's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Chef Burke, we appreciate it, man. With great respect and love. Chef Burke in the house, man. This guy's unbelievable. Shelley Goldberg, thank you. We always appreciate it. And listen, we're going to go to... Let's go to Debbie. She's on the roads looking out for you, traffic-wise. It's 821 AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Mamma mia. Look at this, Deb, huh?
Oh, it looks so good. It saved me that chocolate dessert. That looks so good. Please save
that
for me, Joe.
It's the best. It's the best.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You know that.
Okay. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, David. Good morning, Arthur. Everybody, let's see what's happening right now. As you head to New Jersey Transit, 8 canceled trains this morning with positive train control. PATH trains delays Hoboken to World Trade, Newark to World Trade. Also delays with Metro North. 7 trains are back on or close to schedule. Inbound side of the GWB still holding on to a delay here. Had some earlier problems on the upper level. Still about 35 in. Lincoln 30, Holland 25. Traffic is moving solely on the Garden State Parkway North exit. At 81 into Toms River with an accident there. The earlier accident by 91 was cleared. Belt Parkway eastbound at Rockaway Parkway, that's a disabled bus in the way. Northbound Van Wyck is still bumper to bumper into the LIE, accident in the left lane. And on the LIE over on the island for my friend Betty, if you're heading to the LIE, Betty, westbound right into 111, it's an accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
About Arthur? No. Olivia has a recital that day. Olivia has a recital, and I'm talking with Arthur, and I know we got to move, Albert, but I feel so bad because Arthur's having his whole big... I'm honored that you invited me. I didn't even get invited to the station Christmas thing. I swear to God, they didn't send me anything.
You did. You just don't look in your email. That's
I don't check the email. If it's a mass email, I do not
read
it.
That's correct.
You are right, my fine friend. So, but Arthur, thank you. I'll try to get there after the recital if we can. Yeah. Chef Burke, thank you. Oh, I'm going to steal some more of this pancake. What's in the pancake, Chef? What's in
turkey. Stuffing.
Okay, I'm going to take just a little piece then. I'm going to take a piece.
We had one slice of turkey left.
One slice.
Which is never
David Burke. Chef David Burke, please check it online. Piscopo in the morning. I want to tell you about Harrys.com. And it's a crazy morning. Every Tuesday it gets crazy like this. And we love it, by the way. And we love you for listening. And we love you for watching it on YouTube and on Facebook as well. And I'd love to tell you about the things that will make your life easier. And that is Harrys.com. Harrys.com will give you the best shave. Jeff and Andy, two guys invented this because they got so mad at all the expensive razors that you see. Holidays, you want a gift? You're right. Hanukkah's coming up. And certainly Christmas, here you go. You want to get this great offer. This is for you listening to the show. We have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets, when you go to harrys.com and you enter the code Piscopo at checkout. Plus, you get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers and only available for the holidays. Let me tell you what you get with this Harrys.com gift set. It's a handsome box. Gift sets start as low as $10, 100% quality guarantee. But you get this ergonomic weighted handle that I love. You can engrave that handle right for dad or for your loved one. They're going to love it. Engraved. Debbie and I did that. Debbie did it for her dad. She loved it. He loved it. German engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave. Foaming shave gel for a rich lather. That travel cover is great. When I carry it in my Rawlings bag, I put that travel cover on it. The holiday box is beautiful. And if you want something for yourself, you can redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. All right, here's how you can get your shopping done early for the holidays. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so you got to move now. Please go to harrys.com, enter the code Piscopo to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. I just ordered a couple. This is so easy. If you would be so kind to go to harrys.com, code Piscopo.
Mike Gallagher explains how dangerous fake news is to our country.
Now even residents of Mexico are calling it an invasion. The president is right to talk about fake news. And nobody is better at it than him. Nobody is more effective at it than him. And he is 100% correct that fake news is the enemy of the people.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
The red-hot Seton Hall Pirates are coming off a thrilling three-game sweep of the Wooden Legacy in Fullerton, California, defeating previously unbeaten Miami in the championship game to claim the tournament title. Senior Michael Enzi had a career-high 21 points in the title game, while junior Miles Powell was named tournament most outstanding player. Among his notable performances, Powell erupted for a career-high 40 points in the Pirates' first-round victory over Grand Canyon on Thursday. The Pirates will next return home to the friendly confines of the Prudential Center this Saturday as they'll host National Power Louisville. Tip time is scheduled for noon. Tickets are available by visiting Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, you can hear all the action with Gary Cohen and Dave Popkin on the call on your home for Seton Hall men's basketball, AM 970, The Answer. With the Seton Hall Minute, I'm Matt Sweeney.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Thank you, Al. Thank you. Thomas, Jimi Hendrix's birthday today. Good to see you. Tom Del Picaro with us. You've got to hear this guy. Crosstown Traffic, one of the great rock songs on Jimmy's birthday. Check this out. Let it rip, Big Al. Come on, let's get this party started, baby. Are so great in this song. Have you listened to the lyrics? Thank you. I asked Al to play some Jimi Hendrix because it's Hendrix. I think he would have been like 85. Did we do the math? Hey, so I hold in my hand a great book. I'm holding on camera here, YouTube and on Facebook. And hopefully, you know, if you're listening and you want to go back and check us out by about 11 o'clock this morning, we will post the show on video. And you could check out this great book called The Divided Era by Thomas Del Picaro. He's been with us before. He did such a great job with us. We asked him to come back, and he's kind enough to join us this morning. Thomas,
always
welcome,
good
man.
To see you.
Good.
A lot of people in California like you out there. I posted that. They were going crazy over that I met you.
No, that's, you know, it's a great state, great people. The work ethic of the film industry is second to none in California. That's the one thing people don't know. And then what they had to go through with the fires. Is it settling down there a little bit now?
It is. In fact, where I lived in the Bay Area, was the worst air quality in the world because it just came straight down and sat there. Visibility was
just
like
recently you're talking
to. Yeah, last week until it rained.
Wow, man.
There were in my office, the systems couldn't handle it. You could smell the smoke inside buildings.
Holy moly.
It was like 60 times worse than whatever. But part of that is government policy, not spending money on thinning out these areas.
You know, the president touched on it. I mean, with Gavin Newsom and with Jerry Brown right there, I couldn't believe he said that. But, you know, that's why people like Donald Trump, because he said it right there. That is true that they did that, right?
It is. And even near where I live, it's so overgrown that it would just explode. It's scary. That's why I don't like living up in the mountains or something like that, because there's no way out. But, you know, California had a rough election some if you're on center right, California is going to move pretty dramatically
You know, and it's not stopping, and not in Jersey and New York as well, Thomas, because Ronald Reagan, man, you know, Schwarzenegger, you know, great Republicans, great conservatives from California. Doesn't seem like that's going to be Chuck Woolery. He's holding his own. We love Chuck.
We do. You know, the problem for Republicans out there, and I wrote about this in the Epoch Times, is they don't concentrate on issues. When Republicans put stuff on the ballot, initiatives that with strong ideas like tax reform or three strikes or whatever it was, they do well. But in California, they're afraid to stand up on a particular issue. They just want to run, I'm a nice guy or I'm a moderate. Well, a moderate doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't fill the pothole. It doesn't give you health care.
Yeah.
You got to put in a specific idea to match a specific problem, and you can do well. And sadly, they're not willing to do that.
So I was glad you came on the show, because you met Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, a couple years ago with Dr. Sheila Carr in an event she had. And he walked in. This guy is a star. I'm telling you, because I could tell, because I'm old, and I could see who makes it, who doesn't make it, who's going to make it. And I could see it. The guy's got swagger. He's smart. He's measured. But and I say this with respect to Mayor Garcetti, what a mess Los Angeles is with the homeless. Because, you know, my son is there. I don't think Joey would mind me telling you. Thomas, he's moving out. The taxes just drove him out.
And they're going to raise him again. Garcetti does have a personal presence about him. Both San Francisco and L.A. have horrific homelessness. You can't even walk the streets in San Francisco.
And forgive me, Thomas. I don't want to be graphic this early in the morning. Forgive me for interrupting you.
That's all right.
The waste, man. The waste.
It's beyond that. So I had some mail came to my house from my daughter. She lives on Nob Hill in San Francisco. Nob Hill.
Wow.
She goes, oh, Dad, don't send it to my house because the homeless steal the mail.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is one of the nicest areas in town. And I thought to myself, what weight is this to live?
Yeah. And they never rectify it. They never take care of it. It's like homeless here in New York. It's epidemic.
They blame it on others instead of actually doing something about it. I don't know where California is going to go. You know, the top income tax rate's 13.3. 13.3, and now they want to do a service tax on all.
Oh my lord!
Attorneys, accountants, finance guys, which will effectively put their state tax rate at around 18%. That's insane. That's just the state, and then they got to pay. So there could be some flight. We're going to see what's going to happen in California.
But it's happening in Jersey, man. We lost Jersey. I mean, just because the progressives are moving in, New York is gone. Yeah. You can see it. You can't live here. And you know what's ironic? Because this is a progressive socialist agenda that they have. You're just making it easier for the rich, the very, very rich. It's the very, very rich and then the rest of us.
Absolutely. That's what California's become hollowed out, because the middle class has gone to red states like Texas.
Yeah, yeah,
where they can find jobs.
Exactly.
I can
right.
tell you how many of my friends moved in the last 12 months out of California to Texas alone. The number just keeps growing.
You're up in by San Francisco, right?
30 miles east. And, you know, part of the divided area, you know what it is, Joe, is the sorting out into, you want to hang out with people you like, right?
Yep.
Yankee fans go to watch the game with Yankee fans. Red Sox fans really shouldn't be allowed to do anything. But they just separate themselves out. So we moved to Texas, right?
Yeah.
Where we have people that we want to be with. And so the red state, blue state divide is getting deeper, which, of course, creates greater division, harder to get the country to unify.
What do you think, Thomas, that's going to happen in Mississippi today?
Okay, so if the Republicans don't win this seat, and they will have given away two Deep South seats,
yeah.
I can't believe it. Of course, the media is going overboard with perhaps the comments that this woman made. I mean, she's led a decent life. I mean, they let Robert Byrd be Senate leader, and he was KKK guy.
Yeah.
But if she makes this, I think she's going to win. If she doesn't, boy, the Republicans are going to have problems.
Yeah. And then what
but
do you,
I think she wins.
Yeah, I think she wins, too. I think she wins, too. And when the president goes out, they show up. I mean.
Tell Roy Moore that.
Yeah.
So that's my concern, but I still think she wins.
Yeah.
And then you create a situation in the next 2 years politically where the Democrats are in the House. They can't really pass legislation, so they're going to practice shutdown politics. No budget. Continuing resolutions, let's shut down the government, and it's going to be rancorous.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about this caravan situation? I said it on the air. I opened the show saying, and I know this, and I feel so bad for the picture and the optics.
Right.
I knew. I saw it coming. It was a concerted effort. I saw it from day one.
Made
I saw,
for television event.
You know what?
Do you think if television didn't exist? I'm pointing out.
Please.
Do you think if television didn't exist that this would be occurring at all?
Yeah, you're right.
No, they gin it up.
Didn't you see, as soon as the Kavanaugh situation went south on the Democrats, as soon as it seemed ridiculous, and look who these Democrats, how they went after this Dr. Blasey Ford girl, this poor girl, I felt sorry for her that she was used the way she was. They crushed her. Then, there's a caravan coming up. And I knew that optic yesterday, the poor gal with the two kids, our heart is seared by those
right.
people. What is she doing there? Who are these people that put her in harm's way like that?
Look, the number of rapes that occur way over, and we encourage them. The Democrats encourage them to come, not caring about the first 1,500 miles where they can die.
Yeah, it's
horrible. So this is a made-for-TV event.
Yeah.
The answer to world poverty is not open borders in the United States. And remember when Trump said they're going to climb the walls and do stuff with that, and Acosta said, "Oh no, they won't."
Yeah, Acosta. Acosta was the one. Who talked about that yesterday? Britt Hume was mentioning it. Was it Hume or Brett Baer? Somebody said something on Fox yesterday. Exactly that. They called out Acosta, this Acosta character, for saying that. It's embarrassing. This is the name of the book. It's called The Divided Era by Thomas G. DelBacaro. This is a great read. I'm holding it up right now, and you can check it out. If you're listening and you're driving to work, if you could just check us online at am970theanswer.com, you can check this book out. Thomas, thanks, man. I don't know. Are you feeling hopeful about this whole thing with the Democrats taking over the House? Is there any hope? Could you give us a glimmer of hope before you leave us this morning?
I think this is going to be the most divisive we've been since the 1850s. What I'd like the president to do is just watch them and stand above them and say, look, this is not helping the country.
Yeah.
This is people wanting to be in office.
Yeah.
You hired me not to be in office, but to fix things.
Yeah, yeah.
If he can do that, then I think we'll get to a better place. How about that?
Well said. I love it. That's a high note. Thomas, thank you so much. This is the name of the book right here, The Divided Era. Thomas G. DelBacaro. He's Italian. Okay, it's all right. Not enough Italians on the Piscopo show. Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 8:37 right now. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Today is Giving Tuesday, and people around the world are encouraged to give time, money, and acts of service and kindness. The goal of Giving Tuesday is to shift the focus to contributing after the consumer-oriented emphasis of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. People are particularly invited to focus on their own communities. GivingTuesday.org has an online directory people can use to find local organizations, charities, events, and more. Officials are applauding the move to name State Senator Andrea Stewart Cousins as the Senate Majority Leader. She's set to become the first woman, an African-American, to lead a majority legislative conference in the New York State Legislature. Governor Cuomo tweeted that the country needs more leaders like her, and he says he's looking forward to working with Stewart Cousins. She was born in New York City and represents Yonkers. She'll officially take over in January. In sports, Rangers improved to 8-1 in their last nine at the Garden with a 4-2 win over the Ottawa Senators. Mike Hoffman scored in overtime. Panthers beat the Devils in Florida 4-3. Monday Night Football, it was the Texans over the Titans. Titans 34-17. Mets have hired Jim Riggleman to be the team's bench coach for manager Mickey Callaway. And we've got college hoops as St. John's takes on Maryland Eastern Shore. Tip-off is at 6:30. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970. The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, Al. Let's go right to the LIE West at 111. Accident is off on the shoulder. It's been pretty busy this morning as you head to the eastbound belt out by Rockaway Parkway. That's a disabled bus and still stop and go on the northbound Van Wyck right into the LIE. Accident in the left lane. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Cross Bronx westbound heading right out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB Lincoln and the Holland all about 30 minutes in across the board. Southbound New York State Thruway. Stop-and-go traffic heading down past Spring Valley and getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 9A southbound into Pleasantville Road and Briarcliff Manor. A collision and the Bronx River Parkway heading south into Scarsdale. An accident there as well. Garden State Parkway North exit 81. An accident being cleared. Checking in on the weather. Partly cloudy today. High of 47. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. High of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint. And in New York City, where hundreds if not thousands of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
I want to say something about Rush Tax Resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Thank you, Larry. 8:42 with Piscopo in the morning. AM 970, The Answer. Imagine yourself strolling the streets of Florence, or in a romantic, iconic gondola, slowly gliding through the beauty that is Venice. Oh, cruise the magical Isle of Capri. Visit a 400-year-old vineyard in the rolling hills of Tuscany. Sounds amazing, right? It's a simple phone call away with Perillo Tours. Choose from so many options. Perhaps the popular, fully escorted, first-class, 14-day Italy Classic Tour. It's the Italy North Classic. You're going to love it. Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, and Milano. Or the brand new Taste of Italy Tour with gourmet meals and cooking classes in Bologna, Florence, Perugia, and of course, Roma. Steve Perillo will customize your perfect Italy vacation. Hey, be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today, and you'll receive a bottle of Botticelli, premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, or visit PerilloTours.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smart way to buy...
Network.com Studios.
2120 South Michigan Avenue. Did I get the number right this time? I did. That's the Stones. Piscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us. 844 on AM 970. The Answer. What a wild show. I love that you've stayed with us and gathered around this virtual kitchen table. And you're welcome to call, by the way. I'm sorry we haven't reached out. 877-970-2999. So I every time I put something down, if I'm at home and I see something that's a service member killed, a police officer killed, I always put it down. And then I always hesitate to mention it because it's always such a downer. But we have to, first of all, mention, this comes from the Twitter feed of Franklin Graham, who is just a wonderful, wonderful man. Our deepest sympathy to the family of Army Sergeant Leandro Jasso, mortally wounded in Afghanistan over the weekend. So rest in peace, Sergeant, and love to the family as well. Now, Frankie, you're hearing so we lost some more service.
No, this is being reported. Yeah, this is official. Yeah, yeah. Three U.S. service members killed in an explosion today in Afghanistan. According to a statement put out by the military, these three American servicemen were wounded and subsequently died when an IED was detonated in a town southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was also wounded.
Yeah, all right, thank you. And then also this, and I meant to mention this the other day. It was over the weekend. Another police officer killed. He was run down in South Salt Lake City in Utah. Officer David Romrell, he was a Marine, a four-month-old at home. I don't know why this keeps happening with law enforcement. My suggestion would be that there's not enough consequences. You know, there's no consequences whether you're storming the border or you're going after law enforcement in the United States. You got to give consequences, I think, and that's just my humble opinion. 877-970-2999, but may their souls rest in peace, and we thank them for the service to the United States of America. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. We're going to take a little break. It's 845 right now. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. Debbie's on the roads. Debbie, how are we looking out there this morning, my dear?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's see what's happening on 9A South Bend. You're kind of busy getting down through Briarcliff Manor with an accident being cleared. Also, the Bronx River Parkway South bound in toward that area of Scarsdale, a crash as well. Route 20, some flooding through Patterson to deal with, and the Garden State Parkway North exit 81 up through Toms River. It's an accident being cleared. The earlier accident by exit 91, that was cleared out of the way. LIE heading westbound at 111. They're still cleaning up a crash there. And the northbound side of the Van Wyck, right into the LIE, a crash. Grand Central Parkway, right at Hoyt Avenue. Looks like an accident was finally clear, but we're still seeing some volume. Eight canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning with a positive train control. PATH trains are back on or close to schedule. LIRR on time. Metro North, some scattered delays as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, 847, telling you about Quip toothbrushes. You want a gift? I got the ultimate gift. This It Gift is Quip. It's an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. You know, when you think of the perfect gift, you probably don't think of an electric toothbrush. I know what you're thinking. The old clunky toothbrush, right? No, this is so awesome. It's like it's so simple in your hand. And you press, there's a Q on the handle. And it's very, very light. And it's got this beautiful buzz that I played for you the other day. I remember I had it with me. I put it on there. And then every 2 minutes, it just like you, it buzzes and it stops and restarts again to remind you to switch sides. I mean, it's perfect. And then when you put it in the little sleeve, it charges itself automatically. There's sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, built-in timer that I was telling you about with guiding pulses to remind you when you got to, how to brush properly, right? And Quip makes holiday travel clean and easy with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles for on-the-go brushing. Now, Quip doesn't require that clunky charger. It runs for 3 months on one charge. And frankly, I'm a tech geek. I don't know how they do it, but it is brilliant. What Quip has done, every morning I get up, I use my Quip, and then I put it right back in that sleeve. Boom, it's charged just like that. And this is dentist recommended. You can get brush heads automatically delivered to you on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And you can even use prepaid refills for a year to make sure you're never using old, worn-out, or ineffective bristles, right? Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified five-star reviews. I love Quip. I'm telling you, this is the gift you want to check out. They have 5,000 verified five-star reviews. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price, $25. If you go to getquip.com/Piscopo, you got to go to getquip.com/Piscopo, and you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftee that, right? That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Piscopo. Okay, and now, did you go to Cyber Monday? They had deals. Black Friday, they had deals. We have a deal for you right now on Piscopo in the Morning. getquip.com/Piscopo.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Tune in for an early edition of Jay Sekulow Live today at 5:10 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It is 8:52. One of the joys of working here at AM 970, The Answer, Salem Media, is being with the big stars, the big national stars.
May I say, when I walk in here and I see your sartorial?
Sartorial.
Sartorial splendor. Oh. That tie, I mean, look thank at that. You. If you're watching thank on the stream you. Today, thank Joe you. Piscopo looks like he walked thank right you. Out of the pages
thank
of
you.
GQ.
Well, thank
Who
you.
Who dresses you?
Thank you. And they won't put me on the cover, will they?
They so, should. they should.
So
do you
I
have
got,
a stylist?
No, I don't. You're so funny. I don't. And I just and I thank you for that. Because
you, did you have a stylist before?
No, never. Never a stylist. You mean like Howard has a stylist?
Well,
they all have stylists.
Big-time
no,
movie guy,
please.
TV guy?
No, I can't afford it.
You look so good today. Thank
you. I did the tie and I rocked the brown. And I opened the show this morning saying it's very tough. Well, brown, remember, it's our dad's color.
But that's a lot of guys don't wear brown these days, right. And you are rocking it. You're
Well, thank you. And the tie was.
Cufflinks, the brown cufflinks.
Mike goes
like a million
he
bucks.
Goes like this. Where's that tie from? If it was Bugatti, Nordstrom's. No. $20 tie online.
Listen, I went by, I had some friends in town. We went to Bergdorf Goodman the other day, and I looked at a tie. It was $3,800.
No, it wasn't.
I thought, if I could ever afford $3,800 for a tie, I shouldn't be working. I mean,
you shouldn't. You should light cigars with $100 bills.
You look around the people that go to Bergdorf's, and you see, like, all the bags, and these are very, very, these are the beautiful people. These are the people that I would never hang out with, because these are serious, hardcore, I mean, you got the big bucks to go to Bergdorf's.
Was the tie nice looking? Probably wasn't even nice looking.
Wasn't 30? It didn't look like $2,800. Yours looks better than that one.
What
your
comes with that?
$20.
Yeah. Get something with that?
$20. You get a hotel room. You get a ride in a Lamborghini. I mean, but it was fun. It was beautifully decorated. Bergdorf's, of course, has this year they got all white decorations inside. I just love going up there and looking at all that. And even Macy's. Macy's is so fun this time of year.
It is. You know what I got to do, Mike? I got to take my mom. I want to take my mom for a drive. She always likes to see all the lights and take her in Manhattan.
The trouble is,
you know, all those people at Bergdorf, all those people at Nordstrom's, they have private cars. They have private drivers. You can't get around New York now, man.
No, the traffic
is bad. It gets worse and worse.
It's worse and worse. I mean, they've done some project in Manhattan where now all the blacktop is gone. So now
I don't know if they're
resurfacing. What the heck they're planning to do? It's like driving through Beirut.
Where did you take you? You actually fell off a...
On 10th Avenue, I hit a pothole on a Vespa scooter.
Lawson.
You know what they did the day after? Some friends of mine went by there, and they had that whole black covered up with blacktop the next day.
They got the complaints, right?
No, I hit the pothole. It was my fault, but it really messed with me because it was right after, like a dummy, it was right after my hip replacement, so I fell right on the hip.
Mike Gallagher, I know we got limited time with you, and we appreciate it, but I got to tell you, we landed on Mars. Did you see Melania's White House, how beautiful that is?
Oh, sure.
Can we concentrate on anything that's positive for crying out loud?
Well, where's an apology for President Trump when Acosta and all the rest of them over on CNN insisted there's no invasion?
Yeah.
And then we see the invasion Sunday night, and it was like, oh, nothing to see here. Move on. They're throwing rocks, and they're literally on CNN saying, well, they weren't throwing the rocks. They weren't really throwing them that hard. Yeah, they were like love tossing rocks and bricks. I mean, the lunacy. And remember, guys, a few weeks ago, there's no invasion. There's nobody going over walls. Now that there's literally an invasion and they're literally going over walls, they got nothing to say, Joe. He gets vindicated over and over and over again, and they never give him credit.
I know. And this whole image, the optics of the mother with the two kids.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I called it. I said it early on. As soon as Judge Kavanaugh, when that didn't stick, they buried Blasey Ford, and she went out, and then she disappeared.
Right.
Boy, where'd she go?
Well, she outlived her usefulness. It was over.
Boom.
You know, and
ate her up,
gone.
Spit her out. Now they go, oh, by the way, there's a caravan. I called it. I said, this is going to be a problem. The optics, and you have to be concerned about the optics, I think.
Well, nobody wants to see a child in distress.
Oh, those poor people being used.
But the kids are being dragged across the border by adults who don't know better, who don't know any better. I mean, they're using these kids as props. Everybody knows it. The San Diego border sheriff there was on TV last night. I watched him on Fox News saying these are young men, mostly, who took women and children, put them in the front of the line.
That's exactly right.
And used them as almost human shields. It's despicable. And in any other time in our nation's history, we would be collectively outraged. Ah, but Donald Trump, this has been his rallying cry. And you know what? It's why he doesn't get credit. Same thing with climate change. Democrats are now going to take on climate change. Now, this is going to be interesting. Report comes out the other day. There's some reason to be concerned. I've never said there isn't reason to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But like Daniel Plotka said the other day on Meet the Press, we're not scientists, but we do know that they kept saying it's global warming, everything's getting hot, Then, of course, when it's cold and it floods and fire, because it's climate change. They morph from global warming to climate change because guess what? The climate does change.
Yeah.
Always has, always will. So this is going to be a new one, and if anybody's equipped to take that on, it's Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
He'll fight them on this.
Yeah,
tooth
man.
And nail.
All right, you know what, Mike Gallagher, 10:05, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Keep rocking that brown. You wear brown more often.
Me and Neil Cavuto, the only ones, man.
No, you guys look great.
You got to do it. Mike, we love you, man.
I love you, too. Happy Tuesday, guys.
Yeah, man, we'll be listening into the Christmas season, Mike. Here we go. Mike Gallagher right now, and we got Joe Lundberg. Joe, how are we doing out there today, weather-wise, in New York?
There's no global warming today. It's going to be cold today, let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Gusty winds, the temperature's mid-40s, and it's just going to hover there for the next 3 days, and some pretty stiff winds to boot. I mean, wind gusts 30 miles per hour plus this afternoon, maybe 40 miles per hour tomorrow, and still quite breezy and chilly on Thursday, but at least it's dry for the next 3 days.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Well done. Appreciate it very much, Joe Lundberg right there. Thank you, Mike. Have a great show, my friend. Mike Gallagher. Don't miss Mike. 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Brett Hochman is a mortgage banker and philanthropist. He helps out veterans with he's the founder of the American Dream Foundation, Heroes to Homeowners. You got to check this out. This is beautiful and so well-deserved for our veterans. Christina Fontanelli is going to join us as well. Look at this, already at 8:58 in the morning. She is the PBS TV host. And we're going to be talking about the annual Christmas in Italy show on December 9th. And Michael Longoria from Jersey Boys right here in the studio on Radio Piscopo with Marano Gotulo and Debbie Duhaime. And we are coming right back at you. Don't you dare go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.